The bill's backers say a 2001 bipartisan bill signed by Republican Governor Scott McCallum has become a barrier to development for property owners and people in the construction business on what they say is marginal land. The proposed law requires mitigation. But Aaron O'Brien of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says the effort ignores the critical function such wetlands have in the ecosystem. She says about 1 million acres statewide could be affected, with a large number of those acres here in the North Woods.
These non-federally protected wetlands are regionally abundant, particularly in northern Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin's wooded landscapes. And one of the challenges we have is that they are not well recognized. People may not even know they're standing in a wetland when they see them, but they are critically important. Though they are small individually, they are abundant on the landscape. And the service they provide, the most important service they provide, is water storage, which protects downstream communities from flooding and flood damages.
O'Brien says while not directly connected to water bodies, the many small depressions on the landscape capture and slowly release rain or snowmelt. Without the isolated wetlands, the water builds up and moves quickly, eroding the landscape and carrying sediment and nutrients downstream.
Many of the waterways that are impaired in the state of Wisconsin and in northern Wisconsin specifically are impaired because water is moving too quickly, because we've already hydrologically changed our landscape, and sediment is one of our major sources of impairment of those waters. So these wetlands are helping to keep not just water, but soil on the land where it belongs.
Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the bill strikes a balance between protecting wetlands and removing an economic impediment, saying the majority of the time someone wouldn't know it's a wetland. The DNR estimates there are 5.3 million acres of wetlands remaining in Wisconsin. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.